What have we got this week for good news? This is one of my favourite segments.
It's my favourite segment too. So the first story we've got is about cow farts.
Oh, yeah.
A Swiss firm says they've developed a new feed that curbs cow farts and burps and therefore global warming.
Oh, my God.
Right?
Rightio.
Cow farts contribute 4% of greenhouse gas emissions, according to the UN.
Yeah, so I've heard that like a huge amount of greenhouse gases.
It's a big, big problem.
Yeah.
It's like spaghetti bolognese for humans. Yeah. And change the cow feed and
flatulence.
We've solved.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Sure. So we're solving global warming.
We're solving. We can all keep driving petrol cars. We can fly as much as we want.
Keep those lights on, everybody. It's fine.
We just need cows are no longer farting.
Yeah, it's great. Okay, cool. So this is interesting.
This is interesting. I mean, there's lots of interesting things about cows. So they've got only a single stomach, but four different digestive compartments.
Good grief. And
they can't vomit. So what happens, because they can't vomit, they end up burping and farting. And both burps and farts are bad for the environment.
Wow.
And this is the issue, yeah. Whereas we would just vomit it all out. They have to let it release in little gases.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Goodness me.
I feel like a cow expert this
morning. You are now, so our new bovine expert is Lucas.
They're also red, green, colourblind.
Oh, well.
I know.
Well, so they can't see green grass.
Oh, exactly. I think this could be the problem with the feed.
Mm, yeah, okay. All right.
Who knows?
We really need to sit down and talk to all cows and be like, hey guys, listen.
Yeah.
We got a problem. You got to stop tooting.
I feel like you're a bit of a cow expert now, aren't you? You went to the alpaca farm.
I've been on a farm recently. Yeah. So yes, I am a cow expert. There were lots of cows on this farm. I made the very, very poor mistake of being like, oh, so these cows, are they dairy cows? They clearly weren't. Are they dairy cows? Oh no, they're meat cows. They're for meat. And I went, oh no. Because it was so cute.
And if you give them a name as well, you know, oh, that's Harry.
Couldn't yeah. do it. There was one bull who, like, in the paddock, he was, like, the king of the paddock. And there were all these little baby cows and mummy cows and some cows that were clearly very pregnant and over being pregnant. And we went up to the fence line when we got there. And we're like, oh, let's go see the cows. And my partner is very much a city boy. He doesn't do well in rural environments, I don't feel. And so he's like, no, they're going to bite you. I'm like, they're not going to bite me.
And that's the risk.
I don't think that's the current risk we have with cows. Like, no, they'll bite you. Don't go too close, because I'm likely to go and like try and pat them and love them. And
I think it's the charge, isn't it?
Well, like bulls, I think so. But like, it's cows are not going to hurt you. Cows are like the least, like they're not going to bite you. And if they do bite you, they're herbivores. Their teeth are not sharp.
And they only have one row.
Do they really?
The bottom row. Only.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm a cow expert.
You are a cow expert. So, yeah, that was. And then the bull kind of stared me down. I was like, it's okay, mate. I'm going to stay on this side of the fence. You can stay on that side of the fence. Everyone will be happy.
Stay away from my ladies.
Yeah. Stay away from my family, which is fine. I respect that. That's okay, Mr. Bull. Let's move along. We've got a dating story.
Dating story. This is my favourite story of the week because it might actually help me out. It's the hot new dating trend that takes away the pressure of having to think of some first date witty stories and making sure you don't put your foot in it.
Okay.
It's called la-la dating.
Yep.
Basically, for the entire first date, wherever you're going on first date, on the only words either you can say are la-la. Or la or la. You can change the intonation, the pace, the pitch.
This seems dangerous.
To convey meaning, but you can't say any actual words.
I mean, it's hilarious. It's cute, but like, do we think that this is a good idea?
For me, yeah. This is the answer. You're in your beautiful six-year relationship. You know how to speak to people.
I would no longer call my five-year relationship sexy. I can say that has completely left the picture. That has gone out the window. He put my shoes on for me because I couldn't bend over in my Spanx the other day. Like, there is no sexy left in our relationship. Okay, cute. So this is, you just say la 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 la, la 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 la
la la la la la la la la.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
On the radio. It's not.
We might get fired, but sure. Okay, this is. Do you do it for the whole date or
whole
is it an icebreaker?
Whole first date.
This could be so miscommunicated, though. What if you're like, oh my God, he's so sweet and sensitive and he's so nice and oh my God, he's so intelligent and really, he's not.
Yeah, he's a beast. He's a monster.
Or she just la-la'd about herself the whole date or he just la-la'd about something ridiculous the whole date. Like, okay, do you find it hard to come up with things to say on the first date? Is that a thing?
Me personally, I think I'm amazing, but I never get a second date, so I'm clearly not.
My partner, who I have been with since I was 18,
yeah.
I've been with for like 5 and a bit years, is the only person I've really dated.
No way.
I was such a baby when I met him.
You were amazing at it, that's
why. I was such a baby when I met him. And I'd never really had a relationship before. And, you know, you do, like, kid dates and, like, when you're a teenager and shit. Like, there was nothing, like, serious had ever come of it. I wasn't really, like, I wasn't on a lot of dates, so... He's the only, and I don't know if I'm good at it or not, because
you hooked, line, and sinked the first
fish that was on the line. Like, it was terrible. Like, and it's just hilarious. But no, okay, this is cool. I can get on board. I think I can get on. How weird would you look, though, in a pub? People around you would think, have I had a stroke? Have they had a stroke? I mean, but if you find the person that'll do that with you, then, like, they're probably a keeper.
Yeah, right? I think it's... probably for certain type of people.
Yeah, would you try it? Will you try it?
I will the next time.
Okay, everybody, reminder, put in your calendars next week. Lucas is going to give us an update on his Lala dates.
I'll go on a date, a Lala date this week.
Yeah, okay, cute. And then we can all be invited to the wedding. It'll be great. Yeah, and we can all say, it started here.
Good news on Jersey
R. Cute, cute, cute. So, next story.
Oh, beer saving turtles is the next story. So Carlsberg have started to start gluing their beer cans together rather than putting those little plastic rings.
Good job, guys.
Because they suffocate turtles and other sea life.
Penguins and fishies and everything. Good job, guys.
Really
this is
good
great.
Job. Apart from that, they're reducing their plastic use by, I think, 75%.
Amazing.
But it's also, taking away that risk of hurting sea life. The only thing that I know, though, about beer cans is apparently you're not supposed to drink out of one, because in case there was, like, a rat in the factory going over the beams at the top of the factory and they, like, pee down on the top of the beer can and it's not clean.
I never knew that. Does that all cans then,
maybe
I guess?
Maybe all cans,
drink
right?
Drink a lot of Diet Coke. This could be really dangerous.
You could be drinking rat pee, which could potentially have rat poison in it because the rat eats the poison and then it goes in the
Oh,
pee.
Good grief.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, if this... I would have definitely died by now. My vegetable crisper isn't used for vegetables. I put Diet Coke in it. Like, it's like a terrible, like, imbalance in my house. Okay. We've got one last one.
One last one. Oh, Bikes for Refugees. Yeah. So this is an internet consultant has started getting all those broken bikes. You see those OFO bikes and... things around the city.
Those paper.
Yeah, where a lot of those businesses have shut down. So they're repairing the bikes and then giving them to refugees because it's such an important thing to have a mode of transport. You're looking for jobs, you're having to go to appointments, learning English, everything else.
Independence too, being able to get around.
And it's free, right? So you don't have a lot of money.
That's
beautiful. It gives you, it gives you so much. So that's Refugee Action York. In the UK. So that's really, really,
really
positive thing that
really
we should bring
beautiful.
Here, I think.
So beautiful. Yeah. Good job, guys. Oh, they are four really, except that we all might all die if we drink out of a beer can. I feel like they're really good news stories.